Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Breaking News.
Breaking News on WEEI is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Protect your privacy online for free with DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
We will get to more of the matchup between the Patriots and the Miami Dolphins, but the breaking news is that the Denver Broncos have fired their head coach, Vic Fangio, right into the sun. 19-30 in 3 seasons with the team. He had a bit of a stinging comment yesterday, or before the Broncos played Kansas City. It might have been after the game, but it was, what's the difference between the teams in the division and you? And he was basically like, well, look at the quarterbacks. And a day later, they're like, well, Vic, you can look at them from the outside looking in. Is this any surprise whatsoever that this guy got popped? Even though, according to some people who work here at WEEI, the Denver Broncos have, quote, Keith, the most talented roster in the NFL, end quote.
Well, that must be shine. Our other producer, John Anderson, said that.
Did he write? What did he write?
Something about that, probably. Except for that pesky position of quarterback, which is where I kind of give Fangio a little bit of an excuse. Is their quarterbacks have been terrible ever since Peyton Manning left there. And even Peyton Manning's last year, he was terrible. He was hurt. Mm-hmm. They still won the Super Bowl because their defense was so good. But it is amazing. So they've had multiple starters. But since Manning, these are the quarterbacks who started the most games for them each season. Ready?
Oh, boy.
So starting in 16, because they won the Super Bowl in 15, then Manning's like, see you later. Trevor Siemian for back-to-back years.
Not good.
Then Case Keenum, Joe Flacco, Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater.
I like Drew Locke. Go ahead and save that cut.
Thank you, Shyam. But they just were going through all these different guys. And also during that time, you had Vance Joseph for 2 years, Fourier's old teammate who was having the time of his life out there. He went 2 years.
Sergio
He missed the playoffs. Like, they haven't made the playoffs since that Super Bowl win with that great defense and with Peyton Manning. To be fair, they've had a lot of injuries, and they don't have a real quarterback. But Vic Fangio is a weird hire anyway. He was a guy who had never been a head coach. He was like 60 years old when they brought him in. He's like a defensive coordinator. And you're like, really, that's going to be the guy?
John Elway.
Yeah.
John Elway can't pick coaches
or quarterbacks.
Wait, was John Elway responsible for that hire, though, before he left?
I do believe I so, because he only left recently. It was once Pat Mullen passed away, and then there was everything about the – yeah, because he was hired 3 years ago, so –
Once again, you can cross Josh McDaniels' name off the list in Denver because he is the most hated guy in Broncos franchise history.
However, according to Tom Pelissero, one of the names to watch is Gerard Mayo.
I'm with you, Gresh. I know you got into it with I'm with you on this. And I mentioned this to Curran last week. We had this. I don't even know if you were here last week. I just don't get it. I guess he's young. I guess players can relate to him. He's in the Belichick system. I don't know what he has done to earn a look, unless, you know, people just push him out there. Like, I feel like he's the least qualified.
I like the non-retread, first of all. I'm a big fan of the non-retread. I do understand what you guys are saying, though. He's not even a coordinator. You'd like to see him be a coordinator first before you want to hand that over to him. But a lot of people were making fun of a couple of years ago when anybody who was friendly with Sean McVay got a job, but all those guys are good. all those guys are in the playoffs right now. Zach Taylor turns out pretty good. Matt LaFleur, pretty good. Cliff Kingsbury, pretty good. And there was another guy. They're all, again, oh, Brandon Staley, who's probably going to make the playoffs with a win tonight. So everybody was like, oh, my God, all you have to do is be like AIM buddies with Sean McVay and you get a job. Okay. Some of those guys were like quarterback coaches or like they were position guys. I hate Vic Fangio. If I was a fan of the Broncos 3 years ago, they're like, hey, we have a 60-year-old guy who's never been a head coach and he's been a coordinator on a bunch of teams. That wouldn't excite me. At least there's some unknown and potential with somebody like Gerard Mayo.
Yeah, well, I mean, quickly, Christian, I kind of rail on the, and this is where Keith and I really disagree. Like, I have a phrase, 2021 good. You know what that means? You've invested a ton on offense. You have an offensive coach, and eventually you kind of run out of solutions in the postseason. Like, to me, 2021 good means you're loaded on one side of the ball, and you have that head coach on that side of the ball, and they can't fix nothing else, but they're really good at what they do, and they win enough games that people are like, okay, they're great head coaches when, I don't know, man.
What defense is good, though?
No, but when I look at a guy like Vrabel, like Vrabel, is one of the guys who put in, who took a road that if you're a fan, you can feel good about, that he learned a little bit about personnel, he learned a little bit about offense, he went back to college, which I thought he would never do, quite honestly, and then went to Ohio State, got the stink of Herb on him, and then the next thing you know, he's now a successful head coach in the league, but he also learned how to put together an organization. Like, to me, that's what the head coach does. I joked with Keith the other day that if I'm Jacksonville, I go to Alabama and tell Nick Saban, here's $15 million a year. Run it the way you want. That means
disaster.
That means if
Nick
you don't
Saban?
No, but that disaster. No, but that
total
means
disaster.
But that means if you don't want a coach, I'm not talking about
the
hiring
worst
him.
Idea.
I'm not talking about hiring him as a coach. I'm talking about bringing him in as the guy who sets your organization up for success. Because you know who
he's Bill Parcells then.
Because
Tom Coughlin.
Exactly
he's
right.
Around.
But you know what? Would you rather have Trent Baalke or Kevin Colbert or Mike Mayock, who is the guy that is above the head coach that is putting together your organization?
Okay, so we got to go back a little bit because the Mike Vrabel, path, I think, was unique, okay? So he's a linebackers coach, but he had unbelievable success recruiting. I don't think he ever lost the guy that he went after, honest to God. Mm-hmm. So then he's a linebacker coach. He's with Romeo. Romeo steps down. He's a D-corn, but he sucks. The defense sucks. They're not even any good. And then who is it? The GM that's in Tennessee.
John Robinson.
John Robinson. There's a connection there. And John Robinson is running the team, and he's picking the personnel. And Mike is just being Mike. He's smart. He definitely gets the respect of his players. He had an unbelievable career. He's really clever. He easily does a great job of motivating and bonding with his players. I see it all the time. I'm like, man, these guys, because he's snarky, he's sarcastic. You know, he challenges them to do the same thing. That's why they're good. You know, and then so I sit there and go, well, his path wasn't, typical. The typical path to me is, I'm sure you guys heard Dean Pease, right? Railing about guys who get a job too easy. Okay, so the typical path is, be an offensive coordinator. Be successful as an offensive coordinator. Go to a Super Bowl.
For, multiple years, too, right?
For multiple years. Yeah, okay, now you're ready. You can do it as a coordinator. You can coordinate a defense. Now, you just got to, listen, just coordinate the rest of the team. It's the next step. I feel like there's less and less of that happening, and it's happening quicker. And I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing. Just because you don't like David Culley, the guy that's running the Houston Texans.
For now.
That's a horrible hire.
Talk about a terrible hire.
That's a horrible hire because I also want my hire to be somebody that hopefully is with the team for a while.
It was a terrible hire.
Doesn't it feel like the part of that was we're going to bring in an African American coach because we have an African American quarterback who's been very vocal about playing for someone of
similar color?
They
already screwed that up, though, because according apparently Deshaun Watson wanted Eric Bieniemy, and they didn't even interview him. And then at the last minute, they're like, all right, let's hire Culley. It's the worst reason to hire somebody.
I completely agree.
Hire the most qualified
guy. They botched that down.
But is that it with Mayo? Getting coaches of color, I think, is a thing. it's a The players, they're, you know, a big portion of the team is African American. They want a young, relatable guy on those staffs. Not saying that's the only reason,
right?
But I do feel like it's part of it, and to act like it isn't is you're insane.
But I also think the young guns, which Gresh doesn't like, but those guys have done well recently, and we know that it's a league of trends. And once you see guys that are doing having success,
now that I agree with,
right?
League of trends.
The copycat thing, all that stuff. It's so. Whether it's a young offensive assistant or a defensive assistant, it seems like those guys, their track record's so much better. Like Vic Fangio already gone. David Culley was a bad hire, probably going to be gone. You look down at some of these older coaches, they're not having the same type of success as a lot of the young guys are. So if you're a team in the market right now, the first thing you would do is probably look at guys under the age of 40, for God's sake.
But yeah. What's interesting is that John Harbaugh has had great success. He's been consistent. That's a guy who's put together a program top to bottom along with Ozzie Newsome, and they've been able to maintain it. Yet, the only special teams coach, I think, recently that has been hired as a head coach was Joe Judge. So yeah. You have a guy, so and like special. Now, let me tell you something. Do I want the Das Wunderkind quarterback coach of the moment, or would I listen on, I don't know, like a mid-40s special teams coach who has success, who has to coach all three phases of the game, deal with all 53 guys on the roster? Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just very interesting to me that
Who's your quarterback? Isn't that also different?
Like, well, it's funny you say
if
that.
If you're Jacksonville, I don't want the special teams coach. I want the guy that can get Trevor Lawrence to be good.
And that's where maybe it's a little different where you look at, that's why I think like Doug Peterson might end up being the fit because he'll take on all those assistants. But when you think about Denver, if there's one thing Bill Belichick has always maintained, and he it's one of the most famous resignations in NFL history. You better have an owner. And right now, what is the ownership situation in Denver? And then it's the what is the quarterback situation? Like, I think if you're Mayo, you have to go interview, okay? I would never take as many interviews as you can. Yep. If Gerard Mayo takes that job, that's hanging himself in his first head coaching job. A wonky ownership situation that might change. You don't have a quarterback. I mean, and you're walking into what?
Yeah, but like, there is something, though,
that
Greg.
That doesn't seem like a really good fit.
But you can fail once and get another job.
Yes.
You 100% could do that. And so
they all fail at least once.
It seems like
all of them.
Not McVay.
I mean, there's exceptions. Not McVay. McVay is interesting because this is what I would do. I guess I want to circle back to the Denver situation with Fangio because I do have a theory on that. But the McVay situation, like if I'm Jacksonville, here's what I'm doing. I think this is what McVay did. This is what the Rams did. They hire a young, you know, super-minded coach, okay? Young, energetic, you know, relatable. He's running the offense. He's running the team. I'm hiring a Romeo Crennel, Wade Phillips type to run my defense. Listen, I'm going to stay out of your hair. It really, you guys create your own like little village, your own little atmosphere.
So you want Ditka and Buddy Ryan.
Exactly. That's a great example, though.
Yeah, it worked in the 80s.
Well, no, but it's working now. No,
Phillips worked. No, what you would, I think like Kevin O'Connell, Mike Zimmer would probably work. Or Kevin O'Connell, as much as I crap on Fangio, like somebody like that, like the experienced guy. But you know what? Head coach, that ain't it. But if you're running the defense.
Fangio's going to be a defensive coordinator. As soon as I saw that he got fired, I was like, dude, he is a perfect, like, mentor-type guy that's been in the league forever. Like, Dean Pease is that guy.
He's Rod Marinelli 2.0.
Smart. Listen, Alexa, I could counsel you. I could give you advice on what to do. It's ultimately your decision. I'm going to run the defense. Give me some players, dude, and then get the F out of my way. Like, that's it. You worry about Trevor Lawrence and his whole psyche. And if you need some advice, dude, I'll give you some. But, like, that's what I would do. Like, that is 100% what I would do. And it sucks if you're a defensive player, you sit there and go, wow, you know, we're a second-class citizen. Yeah, you are.
Kind of are. That's the way the league is now. Yep.
Sorry, that's the way it is. But real quickly, circle back to the Broncos. Do you guys think this firing has anything to do with the Broncos' hope that they can get a guy like Aaron Rodgers?
It has to. Rodgers, Watson, Wilson, it has to be a full court press for one of those quarterbacks because we kind of make fun of it. They do have a solid roster. They've just had so many injuries, and their quarterback stinks every year. So that is one of those teams, like the old Tom Brady going to Tampa blueprint. Find a team that had everything but the quarterback and one of those three guys. Now, I don't know if any of those three would want to play in Denver, but they would all make them a playoff contender right away.
If you're Aaron Rodgers, why the hell would you want to go play for Gerard Mayo?
No, that's not working.
No, that's but no, working. He's talking about more than just the Fangio out.
Oh, the Fangio yeah. out, and if then Fangio's out because does Denver succumb to the hey, we might have a chance to get Aaron if we hire this guy, and then you don't get Aaron, and then you're stuck with that guy.
So, the
who's
timing,
Aaron's best friend, who's a coach?
Oh God,
Pat McAfee.
Who does he like?
Nathaniel Hackett, his current offensive coordinator.
Ooh, and he's a candidate too, right, Shimes? Is that what you said? So Nathaniel Hackett could get the job, and then take Rodgers and Devontae Adams and start anew.
Boy, you better know you're getting him, right? Yeah. I mean, if you're going to hire that guy, you better know that it's and like...
That's why it's sort of like the
I
timing
can deliver
will be
him here.
The timing will be interesting.
You're almost better off trying to make a run at Watson because you can control the situation a little bit
trade
more.
For him, right.
At least you could trade for him a little bit. It is interesting because, again, we flippantly say, well, what about... Well, one of the guy was the rookie of the year last year, quarterback, has defensive-minded coach. So it's like, what are they doing there? Because Brandon Staley was the defensive coordinator, but he had the hotshot quarterback. So, like, it's not completely – I get it that we're an offensive league now. But if the defensive coordinators weren't candidates for jobs, then why would Wink Martindale be getting interviewed? And how the hell did Brandon Staley get in there with supposedly one of the best five young quarterbacks in football? Like, at some point, defense matters. And by the way,
you're right.
Doesn't all this conversation in a weird way to bring it back around in New England – isn't this great? This is great for us here.
What part?
The whole go hire neophytes, go hire one-sided guys on that side of the ball, because that's where it gives the Patriots an advantage that Bill Belichick, if, you know,
yeah, I don't know.
If Josh McDaniels passed out and there was no one to call plays, Bill could do it for a game and be okay.
Yeah, but
I made this argument all the time. If the defensive coordinator passes out in L.A. and McVay had to call the defense, it'd be a mess. Like that, but I think all of this is leading to more advantages for the Patriots because they have the one guy who can find or at least try to find the flaw with every other coach in the league because he just has knowledge that no one can touch.
Well, yeah, I mean, he always has the advantage because what candidate right now would you say is great at both sides of the ball? Even Bill didn't get credit for offense until recently.
No,
he was always a defensive guy, and really, he always had that because of where he came from.
But his big selling point was also that he had special teams experience as well, and then you hear someone like Brady would be like, oh, yeah, Bill showed me how to do it this way. Like, how many defensive coordinators are going to walk in and say to the quarterback, hey, we'll just flip the play upside down and I'll open your world like Dave Matthews, you know?
I hate that.
Show your world to me.
Defense, the way defense, that looked so weird. It's like the Matrix. But I will say, like, Bill was never in any of our offensive meetings, like, ever. Like, never came in. Like,
but could he be walking by and notice something and fixing on the fly right away because he sees it a little differently than others. He might not be in the meetings.
I mean, I'm not going to discount the fact that I feel like he honestly knows everything about even the game plan because I feel like they sit through what I remember a coach telling me how miserable it was to be a coach with them because, okay, so like for offensive film practice, the defensive coaches would have to sit in the offensive team practice film. So I'm a defensive coach. I have nothing to do with the red zone practice that you did, and I'm not coaching it, but I have to sit and watch it, which is such a time sucker, okay? So same with the offensive players. The offensive coaches would have to sit through the defensive players' practice, like practice, not a game, practice, and then suck all there. So they would have to sit there and watch the defensive coordinator, Romeo Crennel, and Bill critique and talk about a Wednesday practice for the defense, even though they had absolutely nothing to do with it, Gresh. Like, zero.
But did it make them better coaches?
No, I know. To your point, like, yes. So they all know what's going on. Like, all of them. I remember Jeff Davidson used to come in so freaking tired. I was like, dude, why are you so tired? He's like, dude, we have to watch all the defensive plays also. All of them. And then go do our work and install for the offense and then watch our offensive stuff. I'm like, that's a freaking nightmare, dude. Why? Because Bill wants everyone to know everything about everything. So it's a group thing, which is a little weird, but it's a group thing. They're into the group thing.
You would think that's funny. You would end up thinking that would get other guys head or help them in terms of getting head coaching jobs.
Get him out of coaching.
All right, so Vic Fangio is out, so there are multiple jobs open. We will continue talking about this as we roll along here on NFL Sunday. No Duggar, no Hightower for the Patriots defense today. We can touch on how the Pats are going to match up against the Miami offense and The million-dollar question today, Buffalo or Cincinnati? Who do you want to see the Patriots match up with next weekend? We will get to all that next. This is NFL Sunday.
Hey, everybody. This is Chris Koch for Big Night Breaks and the Card Vault at Patriot Place. And the Causeway Card Show is officially back. Two Big Night Live located next to the TD Garden, January 8th and 9th. Over 100...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.